Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
That is all fine. I got today.
There you go.
No problem. So, Doc, what plans?
See, I'm not Rooster. I don't have to be in on everything.
No, but this is a fun one. So, what plans do you usually do when New Year's Eve? What's your usual go-to?
Being away from anybody that could have a firearm.
So, indoors, do you watch fireworks? Do you watch the New Year's Eve countdown?
Yeah, countdown. I like it, but again, there's too many idiots involved with alcohol. So I'm not a big New Year's Eve guy.
So what you're trying to say is going to a building demolition at New Year's Eve doesn't seem like something that you'd be interested in.
Not at all.
Well, if you feel like doing that, a city in Georgia, Macon Bibbs County, has just said that for their New Year's Eve plans, they plan to demolish a 16-story building at midnight. It's a hotel that was opened in 1970, included guests like Elvis, however, was never financially successful. The city bought the hotel as it was foreclosing back in 2017. It was never reopened due to COVID, everything like that. And the city township was trying to figure out what they wanted to do this year for New Year's Eve and decided, you know what? Let's blow the building up.
They're going to light it up so we could see. I mean, at night, a night blow up.
Nighttime
is still cool.
Now, I guess I'm on the fence of this seems like this would be fun, but it also seems incredibly stupid trying to blow a building up at midnight with a lot of drunk idiots around that came specifically to watch a building.
It seems get it.
The amount of ways this could go wrong, there's too many. Too many ways for it to go wrong. I'm interested. I'm definitely going to keep an eye on it, just because, who knows, it might be a dumb dumb of the day for January 1st.
Yeah, what about if a rock hits you in the forehead? Can you sue?
I feel like you can't. Like, if it goes beyond a certain point, because I know that there are actual viewings, that's a thing that people do, viewings for building demolition, that they have, like, quarantine sections where it's like, this is beyond the blast radius. You should be fine from here. Obviously, no guarantees in anything, but you should be fine from here. So, just from the sake,
can we send Linnell as a correspondent?
Oh, I would. I think we should send Linnell as a correspondent. But just for the sake of doing something that's very different for a New Year's Eve celebration, I'm gonna give a dumb dumb of the day to the Macon Bibbs County in Georgia for deciding to blow up a building for New Year's Eve.
Congratulations, you're Chris's Dumb Dumb of the Day.